Right. Well, Twitter and YouTube have a tremendous impact on how we perceive this demonstration and these elections, in fact. The difference is, you know, in the old days we had basically national media. In the very old days we had foreign correspondents from Australia going around the world covering these events for us. So there were basically us being there delivering these messages from the Australian perspective back to Australia. Now that has tremendously changed with these social networks because all of a sudden it seems that we are all one concerned community, and basically the other, which used to be the Iranian population for a long time, we didn't really know who the people are, how they are involved politically, become us, become almost like we are. The streets look the same, basically like Melbourne streets in Tehran when we see these demonstrations. People use mobile phones almost like we do, and basically they look like we do. So it's really about communicating not just the other, the Arab, the different world, but it's really people around the world being concerned in similar issues, being concerned about democracy, being concerned about where is my vote, you know, to really make an impact on a national election. And I think that's quite interesting. Now, what Twitter does is also to give a minute-by-minute account. And that's quite interesting because it helps people within Tehran, basically, to organize themselves, to organize demonstration, to tell other people where they would meet, at what time. And we, being here in Australia, can read the same message as if we were there. And that creates a completely new type of, I would say, framing of this conflict, because it's much more authentic, it's much more lively, it's much more being here, basically, as if we were in Tehran. And these sorts of things are, I think, new. And also, of course, the frame of the story is new. Now, what that also does, and what's hardly being discussed, I think, is how do these accounts then frame what we, or how should I say, how does that change our perception of Australian media's coverage of that event? Which means that all of a sudden we have the minute-to-minute account from a student sitting in a dorm in Tehran, hiding away from the military forces, telling us what his or her take on the story is. And then we have the Australian media covering this whole story. And all of a sudden we have two different frames. And I think that's quite interesting as well, because we don't know what the dominant frame is anymore. We used to in the old days when we had national media. And I think that's the really interesting part. It's basically personal interaction having a political impact. We haven't had that before. As I said earlier on, we had media outlets take on global affairs, CNN, BBC, ABC, SBS here in Australia, but we have never basically had this kind of personal interaction with people in other countries. And of course that creates empathy. And I think that's an important aspect. And it's an important aspect because we also should be aware that it's not just about empathy, it's also about political context. And I'm a bit concerned that we might lose that sense of what is the overall picture and how do I position this authentic account within this overall picture. And sometimes we get just taken away by, you know, empathy and by reading Twitter accounts and Twitter messages these days, but we also should have a look at the larger picture and what does it do in the Arab world and how is this conflict portrayed by individuals, but what is the larger picture? And I think as we see, and I just talked to actually a PhD student of ours this morning, she's from Saudi Arabia, and she told me that in Arab media, these whole Twitter issues are not covered at all, and the demonstration is not covered at all. So it's basically something that we are dealing with in the West, Europe, America, Australia, but other parts of the world are closed off by these new kinds of images or ways of communication. And I think that's also something to be concerned with. It's not just, well, Twitter now goes around the world. We need to be a bit careful with these simplifications of these messages in a globalized context and of their relevance in the globalized context. And I think that's something we need to look at as, you know, in our program, in research, in many other areas as well.